welcome you to the PhiladelphiaEagles.com post-game show presented by Rico, Dave Spadaro, and Adam Kaplan here at the NovaCare Complex. Tough one for the Eagles. 33-30, the loss to the San Diego Chargers in the home opener at Lincoln Financial Field. The team's accounting for more than 1,000 total yards, Adam. Eagles defense unable to get off the field the entire day. The Chargers converting 10 of 15 third downs. And Philip Rivers having a field day against Bill Davis's defense.
Yeah, one of the best games I've seen from a quarterback in a long time. And you talked about the lack of pressure by the Eagles. That was the problem here. There's no question about it. He was able to hit Antonio Gates, Malcolm Floyd, who got hurt. He hurt his neck, was carted off the field. He had a great game in the first half. The middle of the field, as I was charting plays, they hit about 15 plays over the middle on passes. You just can't have that. And the safety play was just not there. And Kerry Williams, who played well in the first game, did not play well today. He gave some plays, had three penalties. Too many plays of defense. Just could, as you said, Dave, could not get off the field. A tough job done by the defense today. They just could not get it done.
Rivers, 36 of 47, 419 yards, three touchdowns. And that was enough as the Eagles, fighting from behind for much of the game, finally look like they're starting to take control of things in the fourth quarter. But the Chargers coming back with a touchdown drive. We'll hear from Chip Kelly, from Michael Vick, from the locker room live. At a disappointed Lincoln Financial Field, not much time to hang your heads. The Kansas City Chiefs coming to town on Thursday night, a big night, a very emotional night there. But for right now, we kind of lick our wounds here and try to talk about what went wrong. Adam, I thought one big advantage the Eagles were going to have in this game was their defensive line, the pressure against King Dunlap and first-round pick DJ Fluker, the tackles for the San Diego Chargers. Instead, Rivers in the pocket all game.
He did, and I thought there were two things here. Other than the two penalties that King Dunlap had, he held his own there, and he was kind of able to use his length, and they could not touch Rivers. In fact, once they got to Rivers, he got the ball out. And the one thing that Mike McCoy talked about when he took over the job was this year they were going to get the ball out of Philip Rivers' hands, and you saw that today. Just a brilliant job by him. And actually, both quarterbacks played very well today. You couldn't fault either guy. Really just a knockout, drag-out fight here. And you said over 1,000 yards offensively. Incredible, Dave.
Adam, is this what we are going to be looking forward to the rest of the season? Up and down, back and forth, big plays. The Chargers had the football the entire game. Eagles, with their explosive offense, able to make a game of it, certainly. But, I mean, is this what we've got to look forward to here?
And
my heart can take it.
I know. It was crazy, but it was up and down. But I would say this. This is one game where the time of possession mattered. Because the Chargers just moved the ball downfield, taking chunks, and the Eagles could not get off the field. The Eagles, as you said, had the ball for only 20 minutes, the Chargers 40. I would give the Eagles credit for this one thing. Their resiliency, after getting down the first half, giving up so many yards, another Eagles team would have got smoked. They fought to the end, and quite frankly, you want to talk about a ball not bouncing the right way. Alex Henry, I don't know how he didn't get it. And then four players, the ball was there, they dove on it. David couldn't get it.
Eagles running game so devastating in the Monday night win against the Washington Redskins today. LeSean McCoy, 11 carries, 53 yards. Michael Vick, 6 carries, 23 yards and a touchdown. Bryce Brown, just 3 carries and 13 yards. Adam, the Eagles went down the field. Michael Vick, 428 yards, a career high passing, a couple of touchdowns, but nothing on the ground, nothing to keep the Chargers defense on the field.
Well, the problem is, you just talked about, they didn't have the ball long enough and where they could sustain drives. But I would tell you this, there's some drop passes. Two big plays to DeSean Jackson, they've got to come up with that. He's got to get his feet in bounds. Some people will say, oh, that ball was thrown out of bounds. Sean's got to know where he's on the field. Then he had the beautiful pass thrown by Vic. Got it. I mean, yeah. You got to catch that football. And I still think, though, that James Casey caught that ball for a touchdown. But
I thought when he rolled over, the ball may have
hit the ground. But again,
missed opportunities like that.
A lot of them.
Costing
the
Eagles in this game. Chances to score touchdowns in the red zone, even late in the fourth quarter, an opportunity for the Eagles to go in and take a 4-point lead. Instead, Michael Vick takes a big shot. Brent Celek takes a big shot with 2 minutes and 3 seconds left, and the Eagles bring in Nick Foles. They try a little surprise against the Chargers and throw a fade route. Didn't work. Ended up kicking a field goal there. And again, more points left on the field.
Got to score touchdowns. And, you know, it's one thing to move the ball at will, but when you can't score in the red zone, the Chargers, I'll tell you what, they gave them their best shot today. After what happened to them in game one, being down 28-7, to come here for that long flight, you know, 6.5 hours. I was talking to some of their officials. They were down for a couple days, but the best they had was having this game here and winning like they did. Could have gone either way. Any team could have won that, and the Chargers got it done.
We have a lot for you today on the PhiladelphiaEagles.com post-game show presented by Rico. Jeremiah Trotter will be along shortly to break down some of the key plays and find out what went wrong with the Eagles on defense. Chip Kelly also meeting the media in just a few moments, Adam. But you take away from this game an opportunity lost for the Philadelphia Eagles.
And I think that the defense got tired. First game, obviously, the second half, maybe they got a little tired. But in this game, I thought what happened here was they just could not even get close to Phillip Rivers. That six-man rotation, it didn't work today. Now, next question is, we're going to get them. What about Vinnie Curry? Vinnie Curry is a limited player. He can give them a little bit of pass rush. There's no question about that. Does not play the run well. The chief job of a three-man line, the ends get to the run. That's their job. Now, it's something they may take a look at with Vinnie Curry, but again, he's not a great run defender. He did give them some pass rush in the preseason.
Take a look at some of the numbers here, and obviously big ones for both teams. An offensive show at Lincoln Financial Field. LeSean McCoy, despite only the 53 rushing yards, 167 total yards to Deshaun Jackson, a mammoth game, and some missed opportunities to Jackson. Open on some go routes, and Michael Vick overthrowing him, Deshaun Jackson missing an opportunity as well. Defensively, boy, not a lot of highlights when you see the numbers that the San Diego Chargers put up more than 500 yards in total offense.
No, in fact, what will happen is when they see that tape tomorrow, they'll just be disgusted with it, because not only could they not get off the field, if they didn't make those two recoveries, those fumbles in the Chargers' red zone, there's two more touchdowns they would have given up. They just could not get off the field. It's very disappointing. With the lack of coverage, it was almost astounding to me, Dave, today.
Now, it seemed like the Eagles played soft a little bit.
And the middle
Williams,
of the field.
Kerry Williams, three pass interference calls.
Three bad ones, right. And he gave up. The other thing they did is the big thing they were talking about in the offseason is press coverage. Well, boy, the receivers are getting off the line. Eddie Royal now, five touchdowns. Eddie Royal, of all people, five touchdowns in two games. Three today. You just can't have that. You've got to get off the field. They did not do that today. And that's something that they're clearly, that's got to be the mantra. Get off the field for the defense.
Well, we'll have Chip Kelly in just a moment here. We are obviously at the NovaCare Complex, not at Lincoln Financial Field. We'll get to Chip Kelly in just a few moments. What do you think the coach is going to say, Adam?
Well, if he talks about the defense, as we've talked about getting off the field, but offensively, missed opportunities. There's some things to be positive about. They got the screen game going a little bit. We talked about that last week where we wanted to see it. Big play to McCoy. They did get some big plays in offense, but the defense this game, unlike the last one, didn't get a job done. It give up over 500 yards is obviously got to be embarrassing for them. They're going to see that tape. It's going to be hard, but they've got a short week. They got to forget about it.
It just seemed too good to be true here, Adam, for those analysts saying that the Chargers had no chance. I mean, it makes no sense. The Eagles playing an NFL team here, and Vic's number is nice, but not scoring the touchdown late when the Eagles really, really needed it. Can't certainly lay the blame on Michael Vick.
No, he played very gutsy performance. Good. He hung in there, and you have to be proud of him today. I'll tell you why. Did not look to run. He stood it tall in the pocket, got walloped left and right. This is where Michael Vick's growing up as a passer. You know, everyone said, oh, he can't be a pocket passer. People, watch this game today. This is a perfect example of standing in the pocket under duress and making big-time throws.
In the big picture, obviously, the Eagles losing their home opener, the San Diego Chargers coming to town, and really difficult for the Eagles to absorb this loss. They will have to do so quickly with the Chiefs coming to town.
Yeah, no question about it. And the Chiefs were in a barn burner of a game today. No question about that. So we'll have to see what happens here. But I think defensively, if you're Billy Davis, it was so egregious, the mistakes. Huh. Where do they go now? I mean, who do you look at? You know, are there some guys who can come off the bench?
Well, Bradley Fletcher not playing. Did you miss Bradley Fletcher?
Well, you know what? A lot of big plays they gave up. And Boykin, played it very hard, but he gave up some plays and had some. That strip was tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got to find a way to get to the passer. That is the number one thing Billy Davis and the coaches have to find a way to schematically get to the quarterback. If they don't, they're going to have trouble. Dwayne Bowe's coming in here and Jamal Charles on Thursday.
Did you see a lot of Michael Kendricks up the middle? We'll talk to Trot about that.
They tried the A and B gap blitzes, but they picked it up. And a great job. Ronnie Brown, the reason why Ronnie Brown plays so much, he's tremendous in pass protection.
Yeah.
That's why Ryan Matthews, other than fumbling, got off the field. I mean, and Danny Woodhead made some plays today. We thought he might.
Well, let's go to Chip Kelly now. Chip Kelly meeting the media at Lincoln Financial Field.
Did you stand there when you called the timeouts? Or did you just give up 2 yards because you want to have the ball back and a chance to kick off?
Yeah, we were just trying to see if we could get the ball back. We knew they were trying to run the clock. If I let them, they would have run the clock down and kicked it with no time left, and we wouldn't have had at least a shot to try to get the ball back and try to run something. So.
The drive previous to that, but there was opportunity maybe to get a little more clock.
We were trying to score. We were trying to score a touchdown. We didn't want to score. We weren't trying to kick a field goal. We were trying to score a touchdown. So hoping we could get to a situation where we made it a 4-point game, not a 3-point game.
What's wrong with
wrong with the pass defense today relative to last week?
Couldn't get him off the field. You know, we got to do a better job generating a pass rush. And, you know, he went up against an outstanding quarterback and good pass-catch combination with him and Gates. And didn't seem like we handled that matchup very well.
How much do you think being on the field so much affected your defense late in the game there?
I don't know.
McCoy Sean's only 11 carries that week after 31. Were they selling out to stop the run?
I don't think they were selling out, but I think there were some favorable matchups for us that we felt we could exploit, in the secondary, and I think we did. I thought Michael had a really good game throwing the football and obviously picked up some big yardage that way. So, you know, we've said all along that it doesn't matter how we score as long as we score, but I still think we left too many opportunities offensively out there too. You know, weren't real sharp in the first half. You know, had a penalty, have a touchdown call back. Drop one late, you know, I think we missed a field goal. So, you know, there's a lot of things we could have done offensively better to score enough points to win this game.
When the Schultz penalty, what were you told happened or what did you see happen?
The official told me that it was a late hit and I did not see it. So, I can't really comment anything else besides that he said it was late. So,
you mentioned the pass rush. Was that a bigger concern to you than the coverage?
Nah, it's a combination of the both. You know, I think you got to try to make him uncomfortable. And I think at times he had too much time to – and when you get a quarterback that's as talented as Phillip, you know, that's going to hurt you.
What was Vic's injury when he came off for a play? How is he now?
He said he was fine, so he went right back in. They didn't tell me what it was. They said he was out for – you know, the referee said he was out for a play, and then our trainers cleared him, so I didn't ask. They said he was going right back in, so I didn't get anything specific on that.
Brent came off on that same
play. Yeah, Brent went back in the next play too. So – you know, we'll get I'll get a update from our trainers and where they are. But I know both Brent and Mike went back in on the next play. So
they were both very animated too. In the, I think that was a 2-minute warning. You had a big huddle there on the sideline, and both Vic and Selleck seemed to be not arguing, but making some sort of a point to you. Do you remember what that was about?
No.
The officials, when they said that Vic is done for that play, what's the explanation behind it? He has to come off the field.
If it's an injured player, so it didn't matter who it is. If it was a left guard or the center or whatever, they have to go out for a play because the ref determined that they were injured. So,
in the first quarter, the pass that James Casey got the goal line, why did you challenge that?
Our guys upstairs said he didn't catch it.
You had a number of shots at Jackson today before you finally able to connect with him. You think those are plays that, you know, we've got to give him a higher percentage if you're going to win a game like this one?
Yeah. Obviously, I mean, we left points out there offensively, and you can't do that against a good team. So there's when you play against a good quarterback, you got to be as sharp as you can. And I think offensively, obviously, had a touchdown call back, had a drop, you know, missed a field goal. You know, those are all you can come down to in a game like this that's decided on a field goal at the end of the game. You can nitpick and take a look at every play, but you know, to me, it's not nitpicking. The one play is the difference in a game, and we've talked about it all the time. You don't know when that play is going to impact the game, and we've got to understand how important it is to make plays, and we get an opportunity to make them. So
when Mike comes off, Chip, for a play, do you have the option of calling timeout and keeping him in the game?
No.
With what happened with the defense today, are these correctable mistakes? Is this a signal of a longer problem? Or is this just something you can correct, you know, just some practice?
I hope so. This feeling doesn't feel real good, does it? So we better make sure we can correct this thing. We got a game in 4 days, so we can come back out here and we're going to face another team that likes to throw the football, and we got to be ready to play.
You guys went with three safeties a lot, especially in the second half. Is that just because of the numbers?
Just because of the numbers at corner. We were down, you know, and hopefully if we can get Fletch back, you know, that'll help us a little bit over there. So, but that was just, who was available at that point in time.
That's a position that across the league, it's hard to find starting caliber safeties. Do you guys have to look at your personnel and maybe go elsewhere to find some help at that position?
Right now? There ain't any safeties on the street, I can tell you that. So, you know, we're going to play with the ones we got.
You opted to use Chung in the slot a lot. I don't think Poyer played any defensive snaps that I saw. The Washington game kind of just make you feel he might not be quite ready yet?
Yeah, you know, it depends on the matchup, and I think when Royal's in the slot, you know, there's some speed things there that you're going to try to get matched up, maybe try to get a faster guy in there. So, you know, that was kind of some of the thought process that went into that.
What were the issues on third down specifically on defense?
We didn't generate a good enough pass rush or cover well enough.
At this point, are tight ends a tough matchup for this defense?
If he's as talented as that one, that was a tough matchup for us. So, Yeah. Is Antonio Gates a tough matchup? The answer is yes.
Chip, you talked about the defense, you know, being a work in progress, you know, going into the season. Do you and Bill still each week here kind of go over things and how to best use the guys in the system that they can play best?
Yeah, but it's not – that's what we always do. That's what we do as a staff all the time in terms of how we can, you know, put our players in position to make plays. And it's a – but it's not just a defensive thing. We left points out there offensively too and got to do a better job of that. And we also missed a field goal. So I think our offense and our special teams contributed to the loss just as well as our defense did today. It's right where we are. We're 1-1. Played well enough to win 1 week and not well enough to win this week. So we got to get back to work tomorrow morning.
You said you have to play with these safeties. How do you...
No, I guess just in answer to the question, you're not going to find anybody at this point in time that's, you know, hanging out in a street corner that's going to be able to play safety for you. Everybody's allotted to their teams either through a draft or free agency, but I don't think there's any free agent safeties that are standing on the streets that are unemployed right now. That was my point.
That said, what can you do? How do you... Play.
We got to coach them better, and we got to put them in positions to make plays, and we got to make sure that we put a game plan together so that they understand it. It's a simple deal.
What you thinking between rotating the two guys in and out, Nate and Earl back and forth during the game?
You know, just trying to get both those guys work. I think they're close. You know, in trying to get Earl involved. I think Earl shows us things when you watch him play where we think he's got a bright future. But I don't think he's totally grasped everything that we're asking him to do. So, you know, try to put him in positions when we put him in the game that we're trying to play to his strengths.
Those deep balls to Deshaun, do you see those as something that you guys can get like every game, or is it just based on...
No, it's all based upon matchups and who you're playing and how that works and, you know, how different teams decide to deploy you and decide to defend you. So, it was just something that we felt in this game plan we had. I don't know if it's going to come up again. We'll see how other people decide how they're going to defend him.
On the Vic TD run, it looked like you only had six players on the line of scrimmage. It looked like you talked to Brent Celek after that play. Should he have been up further on the line?
No. I didn't talk to Brent about that. So, I mean, I can't tell you. Obviously, the officials thought we had seven on the line of scrimmage. So.
I know you don't pay attention to time of possession or place an emphasis on that, but do you think the amount of time that San Diego held the ball today hurt this team?
Yeah, but I think it's also our responsibility to get them off the field. You know, you just can't sit there and say, hey, we were on the field too long. You know, part of the responsibility is we got to get them off the field. So.
Okay,
guys. Thank you.
We have Ben Jackson and McCoy will come to this room. We open Deshaun just a little fast.
Head coach Chip Kelly. Saying it, telling it like it is, really, and that's what you got. Let's go to Jeremiah Trotter now, who breaks down some of the Eagles' defensive woes. Trot?
Well, guys, right here you have three receiver set, and let's get this back up right here. Let's go back to the other play, back one. All right, here we go. We got three wide receivers at the bottom of the screen. We basically in a prevent defense. They're showing a four-man rush, but when we run the play, Connor Baldwin drops out, and he's responsible for the numbers to the sideline. He has to stay deep. Now you can run it. You get the one shallow crossing route, which is window dressing. They want to get this linebacker to bite on this so they can keep the top route open. As you continue to run it, as you continue to run the play, corner breaks up, and they hit the deep route for a touchdown. He has to stay back and take that away and break up on the short route.
All right, Trot. Good stuff. I mean, that's it. Really what it comes down to, Adam, is, and Jeremiah, it is about execution of the scheme, and the Eagles did not execute the scheme.
Oh, not at all. That's a good point. In fact, the spacing that they gave up today was incredible. You saw so many passes completed over the middle. It must have been like 15 of them. Gage just got them today badly.
Yeah, we'll take a little break here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, the postgame show presented by Rico Moore. From Jeremiah Trotter, more from the Eagles locker room. Disappointed, obviously, after a tough loss, 33-30. We want to get your phone calls, your reaction as well. Eagles giving up so much on the defensive side of the football. A lot of work to be done there in a short period of time as Kansas City comes to town on Thursday night. We're coming right back on the PhiladelphiaEagles.com postgame show presented by Rico. Thank you.
up another penalty call?
I kind of lost my emotion a little bit. Going down, scoring on that play, just the heat of the moment, things like that. But, I got to kind of, do a better job of keeping my composure and things like that. But, we still had the opportunity to go out there and, come back and score. We left seven on the field. Instead, we got three. So, it's part of the game. I'll do a better job of, keeping my composure and doing things like that. But overall, I think we did a great job of, keeping ourselves in the game and just playing football.
As big a receiving game as you had, there were those two deep balls there that seemed you were open.
Mm-hmm.
Do you look at those more than the receiving stats?
I mean, that's very frustrating, honestly. Leaving them a couple balls, the touchdown got called back. The one I caught out of bounds and my right foot stepped out of bounds, and then the overthrowing one and the one that slipped off my hands. But that's a part of the game. We just got to keep going and keep working. But, overall, I felt I had a great game. Still lost the game. So it's things, we could do as an offense and as a team, as an overall, just to help us, win these type of games. I think they did a great job. That offense, put a lot of pressure on our defense. Our defense came up with two turnovers. But, it was just, something about that game where it just felt like, we kept plugging away. And we knew we was going to have to score a touchdown that last drive. But we just kind of came up short. So, it's hopefully something we could learn from. It's a long season. And teams are going to do different things to try to take us away. And as today, I think they just kind of stacked the box and, try to say that we're going to stop the run. But as you see, our passing game is definitely effective just as well as our run game.
Is that how you were able to get over
20? I mean, I think, they did a great job of, saying they're going to take away 25. So, me and Vic, throughout the game, we felt we was going to have some good matchups. Sharice Wright, number 29, was actually, following me throughout the whole game. And, he played at SC. I played against him before. And, I just felt, I was going to be able to take advantage of that matchup. Anytime we have them type of matchups where guys try to get in my face and try to press me the whole game, I like my options on that. And, throughout the game, I feel, offense, we did a great job of just, plugging away and keep continuing to do the things we need to do to give us a chance to win this game. And, we just kind of came up short, lost by a field goal. It's the NFL. Teams are going to come in every week and try to, knock us out with their best punch. So, give them credit. At the end of the day, we got a short turnaround week. We got Kansas City Chiefs coming in this week. So, hopefully we'll be able to get that taste out of our mouth and come back 2-1.
Sean, given that this is a run-based offense, do you expect to see this many opportunities kind of on a weekly basis going forward?
I mean, as a wide receiver, you love to, get them opportunities. I go back and look at that film. I definitely feel it's a lot of things that could get better at. Like I said, it's the second game of the season. We've got a long season. So, in general, I think, we did everything we could to give us a chance to win this game. It just kind of, came up short towards the end of the game. We got to give credit to the opponent that came in our, in our backyard and beat us. So, no excuses. We lost. We took the loss. So, we hopefully come back this week and get another opportunity to go out there and just do what we need to do to win a football game.
I know it's a short week, but have you given any time to think about Andy coming back?
Oh, man, Coach Reed is a father figure to myself. He's a great guy. We've been keeping in contact, throughout the off season, throughout the preseason. He texts me after last week's game and things like that. So, it's going to be great to see him come back. The relationship me and him have, I respect him to the utmost, but hopefully we can be able to send him home with a loss. At the end of the day, like I say, I'll see him, tell him how much I miss him, things like that. But, we got a game to focus on, and, we just can't wait to get back in there tomorrow and watch the film and, make the corrections we need to make and move forward. So, we're ready.
You said you lost your coach a little bit on that one play. What were you called for? Did you just hit him late?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's the thing where when the quarterback's outside the pocket, the defender could kind of push out of bounds. And, I felt, Mike Vick was almost already about to score. And, he kind of extra, gave me a push. And I just turned around and just pushed him back like a reaction thing. But I think the play was still alive when I did push him and things like that. But, I think, the referee's been out just to, give me I play this game to do what I need to do out there. And a lot of times guys, see how little I am and try to just, be over-aggressive. So that kind of gets the best out of me sometimes. And like I just said, I'm just playing the game. But unfortunately, that call was called against me. I didn't really think it was that big. that's what happened. So you got to look forward to just do, being a, you know, better player and, you know, not causing my team with that. Yeah, I mean, towards the second half, you know, when we tied the game up 20-20, you know, we did a great job of, like I said, giving us a chance to win this game. And towards that last couple of series, we felt we was going to have to score touchdowns to win this game. Like, you know, that's all we kept saying is, you know, it's going to come down to us scoring a touchdown. And, you know, obviously we wasn't able to score a touchdown. You know, I felt we drove the ball all the way down the field, got in great field position. You know, it just kind of came up short where we had to kick a field goal. But, you know, it's just so many opportunities throughout this game you could look back into and, you know, say, well, if this would happen, if that would happen, you know, the game would have turned out different. But, you know, this football, professional football, and at the end of the day, you can't really look back and say them type of things. Just throughout the game, you got to just give yourself the best opportunity to win the game. And, you know, I still think we did that. We just came up short. So, like I said, we got a quick turnaround. We'll be back and ready to go.
Shots with Deshaun today where just missed for one reason. When you get those shots, you feel like you got to convert on a little bit higher percentage in order to
You're not going to hit all of them. I mean, you're lucky if you get one, you know, but we're professionals and we try to make sure that, you know, we capitalize on those opportunities. But, hey, you got to hit them. You're not going to get them all. You know, we made our share of plays today and, you know, I think we can get better. The referee said I had to come off. I was back up and standing, ready to play. The referee told me to come out.
So you weren't hurt?
I mean, I won't say I wasn't hurt. I wasn't hurt. If I'm standing up, I'm not hurt. You know, I'm ready to go. But he said I had to come out for a play. I think that was unfortunate to my team. But, hey, they're doing their jobs, and I won't try to negate any decision that they make.
On those long plays, you said you're lucky that you guys hit one. You did hit one, but it still wasn't enough. It's frustrating that
yeah, I mean, it's not frustrating. I mean, those are the opportunities that you get throughout the course of a football game. You know, you miss one, you know, you hit one. You know, we had one that was close, but, you know, we just keep firing until we got one. And, you know, you're not going to hit them all. You know, we wish you could. And next week, you may hit them all. So it all depends.
What did you see from the defense that allowed you guys to have so much success through?
Well, credit to them. They played a lot of tight man coverage. I think they put themselves in positions to make plays. We still was able to execute at a high level, and Coach Kelly did a great job making adjustments throughout the course of the game with the play calling and things that we was able to do. I thought it was a success, but, you know, it's tough. Maybe we need to score 37 points. You know, I think that's what had to happen to win this football game. You're always trying to score seven. You know, you never get in the red zone and think field goal. You know, you always want to score. You know, everything that you put into the game of football is about scoring touchdowns and when you're on offense. So you never think about, you know, the field goals. But we got a great field goal kicker, and, you know, he did his job.
It seems like the last couple of weeks you've scored, but there are always those lingering opportunities and what. Do you get a sense that this offense is still trying to get to that point where it runs at more
level? I mean, we're still getting different looks versus the things that we're trying to get accomplished. You know, the looks, they vary sometimes, but we're still able to put ourselves in a position to score, you know, the type of points that we're able to score and still have success. So it goes to show that we're on the right track. We still got a lot of work to do, and, you know, on all cylinders of the game and all cylinders, we have to improve.
When the last week you had the ball, you had your spot, you had your chances, but then they had the ball for 6, 7, 8 minutes. How has that changed the dynamic on offense?
Well, they did a good job of controlling the football. I mean, when we was out there, we needed to put drives together and do it consecutively, but we didn't do it. They kept us off the field. They kept us out of rhythm in the first half. The second half, we was able to get into a rhythm and, you know, score 20 points. But, you know, obviously it wasn't enough. You know, we wish we can go back and do some things differently. We had a penalty that negated a touchdown, but, you know, that's football. You know, we can't sit here and hang our hats on what didn't happen. We should have made it happen.
Hey, Mike, as good a game as Deshaun had, I mean, committed a penalty that was probably unnecessary and gave the other team a short field. As a leader, is that the kind of thing that you might have to say something to him that, hey, we got to all keep our heads in this?
Yeah, we all got to learn to just be professionals at all times and keep our cool. Sometimes it's tough to do, but, you know, we all have one common goal, and that's to win the football game. And anything that doesn't exist with that type of thinking is irrational thinking. So Deshaun has to learn. He'll learn. He'll think about it tonight, and he'll make a better decision next time.
Michael, how do you handle the short week, especially with Andy returning?
It's just another football game. I mean, we have to get ready. We can't focus on the dynamic of the whole situation. I mean, we have a football game to prepare for, and then we have to do everything to ensure that we can give ourselves a chance of winning the football game. So that's what's most important. It's our third game. It's going to be our third game in 11 days, and we're conditioned for it. We're ready for it.
Take two more guys.
Mike, did you feel any of that? I mean, a lot of snaps in the first game, you know, the tempo and everything. Were you feeling any of that in this game, like a little bit of that, maybe the legs or anything?
A little bit of what?
Fatigue or anything?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. I mean, did it look that way? Oh, no. Okay. I'm just making sure. But to answer your question, no. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, we're back. Dave Spadaro here, Adam Kaplan, and we heard from Michael Vick. We've heard from Chip Kelly. And the idea here is that the Eagles are disappointed. Too many blown opportunities offensively, big plays given up on special teams, a missed field goal on special teams, and the defense that just could not get off the field. Let's take a little break now. When we come back, Jeremiah Trotter taking a look at Michael Vick and something that went right for number 7, a big day for him, just not enough. In a 33-30 loss, it's the PhiladelphiaEagles.com post-game show presented by Rico. We're coming right back.
He drops into the end zone. He pumps. He looks. He is going deep. And the pass is caught by DeSean Jackson.
Hi, I'm DeSean Jackson. You're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays. But you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Maybe I should get that.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Brian Urlacher?
I'm back to defend you from DirecTV's latest offer. With DirecTV, your bill more than doubles after a year.
Not cool.
And they lock you into a 2-year contract that could cost you over $3,000.
That's a lot of cheese.
That's why the smart play is Xfinity. They've got everything a football fan could want. Go long. Don't get sacked by DirecTV. Oops. Xfinity is your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
It's the end of an era.
All the parties. The stories.
I'm gonna miss your smell.
You were my first.
What?
I knew it.
It's true.
Oh, man, I'm sorry I broke your leg.
I wrote a song. Sorry. Here we go.
Keep the good times going with the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Here we go.
Whoa. Check out this new couch.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Hey fans, I'm Brian Westbrook, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We'll be right back.
and we welcome you back, Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan. It's PhiladelphiaEagles.com postgame show here presented by Rico. We'll take your phone calls in just a bit, 215-320-5170. Let's throw it over now to Jeremiah Trotter, who's going to talk a little bit about the offense. Michael Vick making something really good happen with his legs today. Trot?
Thanks, guys. Let's take a look at this red zone play, scoring drive. If you look at this San Diego defense, they have a zone blitz coming off the right side. You have the DB coming here, the defensive end coming inside, and the outside linebacker coming outside. Now, number 51, as you're blitzing a rushing quarterback, a running quarterback, he broke the cardinal rule. One, never leave your feet. Two, always keep contained. Always rush the upfield shoulder. As we run this play now, you see these guys coming off the edge.
Take a look at that's what they said.
He jumps. Vic breaks contain. He could have threw it to Shady or run it in. He decides to run it in. Easy touchdown. Got to keep contain. Great score for the Eagles.
Nice breakdown, Jeremiah. And certainly Michael Vick doing as much damage, more damage today with his legs, or with his arms, Adam, than his legs. And I know you're happy about that. We're going to have Trot on set here in just a bit to answer some questions. Again, some phone calls for you. 215-320-5170. We take a look at some numbers. Some big numbers here in this 33-30 loss. And it was interesting, Adam, listening to some of the questions for Chip Kelly. People want to find an instant solution. There is not one on the streets.
No, it's interesting how they kept talking about the safety position, and Chip's like, listen, guys, there's no one on the street we could get in here, okay? We have what we have, and that's what he's talking about. Earl Wolfe is a guy that Chip did say that he's not quite ready to take that job from Nate Allen.
Well, only from a mental standpoint.
Right, right.
Nate Allen had a tough day today.
Right.
Everybody had a tough day today.
The offense, let's also say the offense left some plays on the field today. I said after last week's game they could have scored 50 points, and I'm sticking by that. Here, you clearly could have scored 50 points. When you get the ball down there, you got to score, not take field goals. Also, Henry missed a field goal. I think offensively, though, they've got it going on. You're kind of seeing very good execution. Not perfect. They can get it going a little bit better. But defensively, atrocious. I mean, let's call it like it is. They did not play well defensively today. And they only have a couple days to fix this. And the practices have to be light, as you know, Dave, because the game
right.
is on Thursday.
All right, let's get to the telephones. Matt in Connecticut joins us on the postgame show presented by Rico. Hey. Welcome to the show.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey. Well, we're disappointed. How are you?
I'm very disappointed. I mean, it was a good game and everything, but I just felt like the defense could have came up a little bit bigger. We had those forced fumbles, which was good, but when we needed them to make plays, I just don't think we did it. So,
you know, Matt, let me ask you this. Two games in, 1-1, tell me what you think this Eagles team is.
I think we should be 2-0, quite frankly. The way Vic is playing, he's playing almost near perfect, you know. We have we're coming up with Kansas City this week, so that should be a good one too. They beat Dallas, which is good for the division, but they look like they're a pretty good team, so it's going to be a tough game as well.
Oh yeah. Hey Matt, thanks for the telephone call. Adam, I'll ask you the same question I asked Matt. After two games, what do you think the Eagles are?
They're an offensive dominated team, a team that is going to have to score. Remember we said, Dave, in the preseason, the Eagles, if they're going to win, they're probably going to have to win games 35-30, 30-27. Well, you saw that today. And this time, unfortunately for them, they didn't get it done. And they've got to fix the stuff on defense. It's actually corrections, but here's the question. And Chip was asked about it in his press conference. Who do they have from the bench that could come in and play? Vinnie Curry's a guy up front that they may take a look at. Maybe put Damian Square down. They'll have to take a look at that. Cornerback-wise, safety-wise, who could they really look at here? Who's left? And then Bradley Fletcher didn't play today.
What do you do with your scheme, though?
Got to execute it better. And they're going to, you know, is it a mental thing? Or are guys not where they're supposed to be? That's what they're going to see on film. And it's going to be painful for them when they watch that tape tomorrow.
All right, Nick in New York joins us on the postgame show presented by Rico. Nick, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
What's going on?
Nothing much. I just finished watching the game. I guess I can just sort of express my disappointment with the loss. But again, you know, we saw the offense and Vic's amazing performance. Unfortunately, though, the game of football is offense, defense, and special teams. And unfortunately, you know, the defense didn't come up like I hoped it would. But hopefully we have that short week up against Kansas City, fix something there.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I my sense here, Adam, is that Eagles fans are disappointed, clearly, mm-hmm. but also very hopeful based on the two games that they've seen. This offensive scheme, ladies and gentlemen, it works.
And 60 points in two games, you know, it's pretty good.
Yeah, and Michael Vick, I mean, he played well, but there were still a lot of plays that, boy, could have had it out there. You know, could have had a nice...
Sure.
I think what's interesting is for the first time we saw the Eagles play from behind. I don't like it as much as when they're up 33-7 in the
sure.
second. As we take a look at the NFC
no
East,
question.
And it's Eagles at the top of the NFC East, of course, early in the season. The Cowboys losing 17-16 to the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's go out mm-hmm. to Las Vegas, and Jimmy joins us. Jimmy the Geek, how are you, Jimmy?
Hey.
How you doing, buddy?
You cannot go 16-0, people.
Well, I don't think anybody expects that.
This is a loss to an AFC team. The people in our division are losing like crazy. The Cowboys, the Skins, the Giants will lose. Adam, great job with Susie Culver again.
He thanks you.
Thank you. Thanks, Jimmy. I love it. Jimmy called us last week. Jimmy's the best.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
Go ahead, Jimmy. You have a question?
Yeah, I got one question. Dave, should I be concerned about Casey? Is it groin? Is it opportunities? I'll hang up.
James Casey?
Yeah.
Listen, thanks for the call. James Casey doesn't play a lot, Adam, and Jimmy makes a good point here. Where does he fit into this offense? And he had the one play today, a throw that I thought was off.
It was low.
Casey was in position to make that play and score a touchdown. He catches it, he rolls over, the ball comes loose. Where does James Casey fit into this offense?
Actually, I would add DeMarvis Johnson, who had an excellent preseason. In fact, look at my takeaways, Dave. Look at my takeaways.
That play, about.
No, that was the play. You've got to make that play. The ball was low, but Casey needs to be on the field more.
How do you get him on the field?
But see, their offense so far in the first two games is one back, one receiver, and
three
receivers and one tight end. And you saw that great pass by Vic there.
Didn't you expect Adam more multiple tight end sets?
And we all did.
We'll get
we
to
all
that.
Did, Dave.
Yeah.
And Casey's really not getting a lot of playing time. He got in early, but really didn't was mostly a non-factor. You saw Ertz make a couple nice plays. But you make a fair point. Where are the three tight ends? Where are the two tight ends? And both being flanked out. I'd like to see that. That's something they could clearly add to the offense.
Zach Ertz, two targets, two catches, 58 yards.
There you go.
Frank in Scranton, Pennsylvania joins us. Hi, Frank.
Hey, Dave. What's going on?
How are you?
Pretty good, thanks. My question is, though, not so much of a question. It's I'm very dissatisfied with the Eagles' defense. And I kind of feel like Michael Vick felt the same way at the press conference. You kind of saw it in his face. He was kind of wanted to say but didn't want to. The defense really fell on them this game.
Yeah, but everybody did, Frank. I mean, the Eagles had opportunities to score. And, boy, the Eagles' defense came in. Thanks for the call. Eagles' defense came up really big at the end of the first half with two red zone fumbles. And then the Eagles move the ball into position to tie the game at the half, and Alex Henry pushes that 46-yard field goal wide right. I'm not excusing the defense, no doubt about it. We'll get Trotter on to talk about this D and what he would do to kind of fix things for the short term. But, Adam, I mean, I guess the Eagles' offense has gotten to the point where I expect them to score a touchdown every time they get the
ball.
Well,
I expect you know, 30 to 35 points a game.
Amazing, isn't
it? Even with breakdowns, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, they had other opportunities. Again, I still say they could have had 50 in this game. I mean, they move the ball almost at times at will. But the one thing I would say, though, defensively, yes, they had two beautiful strips, great efforts at the end of those drives. But the fact of the matter is the Chargers moved the ball at will today. They could not get off the field. And it's going to be tough on a short week. And you got Jamal Charles coming in here and Alex Smith. This is going to be a tough challenge for the Eagles defense.
All right, one more phone call before we bring in Trot after the break. Paul in California joins us. Hey, Paul.
Yo, what's up, fellas? Hey, I just want to say this. I was encouraged by this loss, and I'll tell you why. This offense played against two pretty good defenses the last two games. You saw what they did to San Diego and San Diego's pass rush. This offense is only scratching the surface, guys. This is going to be a scary team. And when the defense catches up, I'm sorry, guys. This team will be lights out. I'm predicting it. They will win the East.
Interesting. Paul says, thanks for the call, Paul. Adam, do you agree with that, that what Paul says is that the Eagles could win the NFC East?
Yes. Okay, I picked them to be 8-8 before the season started. I'm not changing it. I think 9-7 or 8-8 might win this division. There's not a really good football team in this division so far. Okay, so far we have to see what the Giants do. But I would tell you this. There's an opportunity there if the Eagles could correct, not fix, correct these mistakes. I think there's better talent here than what they're showing. Most people don't agree with that, but I
defensively, you're talking about?
I think the front three is better. I think they're deeper. I thought they got gats today because they could not get off the field. And the problem is when you can't get to the passer and you let Phillip Rivers throw all day, you're going to get smoked. And they got smoked today. Okay, yeah. They got smoked. Mentally, they got to get back. And Jeremiah could tell you that as a player. When you are embarrassed, you're giving up over 700 yards in two games, you got to get mentally focused. They're not mentally focused right now. They got to do a better job. There's better talent here, though. I think a little better than people think.
Adam Kaplan, we thank you for joining us again on the PhiladelphiaEagles.com postgame show. After the break, Jeremiah Trotter joins me on set. We'll have more from Lincoln Financial Field, more from you in the aftermath of a 33-30 Eagles loss, the home opener. Wildly entertaining. At the end of the day, though, disappointing. The Eagles losing a fourth quarter lead and falling to 1-1. We're coming right back on the PhiladelphiaEagles.com postgame show presented by Rico.
Hey fans, I'm Brian Westbrook, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and the North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
One more! Come on, let's go, yo! Woo! One more. Let's get it. Let's go.
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
One more championship. Let's go.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of long weekends and longer retirements. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
He drops into the end zone. He pumps. He looks. He is going deep. And the pass is caught by DeSean Jackson!
Hi, I'm DeSean Jackson. You're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
We welcome you back to the PhiladelphiaEagles.com postgame show. Dave Spadaro joined by the Axeman, Jeremiah Trotter. He returns from the Telestrator to sit with us and talk. And before we get to the telephones, let's talk about the defense, Jeremiah. And what do you do to stop the bleeding?
Well, I saw a defense that was flying around. Those guys played hard, played tough. Just couldn't get any pressure on Rivers. You know, and one, you got to stop the run. I think that Chargers ended up with 126-yard rushing. That's a lot of yards. They're just chopping up the clock. They're keeping defense on the field. They stayed in third and short a lot of times. That's tough for a defense coordinator to call a blitz or a play against third and short, third and six. You got to stop the run first. Second, you got to put pressure on the quarterback.
And I thought they were physical today, Trotter. I thought they played hard on defense. I thought the effort was there. I didn't think there was any sort of emotional letdown. but you wonder about the scheme, and then you wonder really about the execution of the scheme.
Yeah, for the most part, I saw guys hitting and wrapping up and tackling. You just saw guys wide open. And when you get a quarterback like Phillip Rivers with the experience that he has, with that much time, he's going to find an open receiver.
Really like the way Rivers, well, I didn't like it, but I respect the way that Rivers kind of used the pocket when the Eagles blitzed. He bought some time, got rid of the football early, threw it to spots, and his receivers did a terrific job. Kerry Williams, 3 pass interference penalties. Right. Although I kind of compare him to Al Harris. I expect that from Kerry. He's a physical player. He's not going to back down, and I like that.
Well, you know what? There's a difference between being physical and just flat out grabbing a guy. You know, you want to jam a guy at the line of scrimmage, or you want to jam him after he passed 5 yards, but he just flat out grabbed the guy and wouldn't let him go. That's just a mental error to me.
We're going to hear from LeSean McCoy in a moment. First, let's hear from Scott in Florida, who joins us on the show. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Trot. How you guys doing?
What's up, Scott?
Well, obviously, I'm disappointed in the fact that we didn't win the game. One thing I wanted to touch on is, the one thing I'm really disappointed in is the fact that LeSean McCoy had 31 carries last week for 184 yards and a score. This week he only gets 11. Now, I don't know what the game plan was as far as going into this game against San Diego, what the run game was, but I feel like they should have utilized it a whole lot more than what they did in this game. LeSean McCoy is arguably one of the most versatile backs, if not the most versatile back in the league. And 11 carries, I just don't think isn't going to do it, especially in this Chip Kelly offense.
11 carries, 16 touches. Trot, does McCoy, we talked about it last week, he touched the ball maybe too much. Does he need to touch the ball more than he did today?
Well, with McCoy, you can't just go off carries. You have to go off touches.
Because 16 of them.
16. I mean, he touched the ball. I thought that was a good balance. I didn't feel like during the course of the game, wow, we're not getting McCoy the ball enough. I thought on the other side of the ball, they came to play. They had a great game plan. They got started a little slow. They started off a little slow. The one touchdown was dropped in end zone. That would have been 4 extra points right there. The one missed field goal, that's another 3 points. And, you know, they win the ball game. Yeah. But what the Eagles got hurt today was on the defense side of the ball.
And special teams. And the offense 2-of-4 in the red zone. Come on now, teams win and teams lose together.
Obviously, team. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, I thought the offense put up 33 points. You know,
I mean, look, I understand. I mean, yeah. Look, the Chargers had 539 yards of total offense. Have you ever been in a defense, Trot, where you just struggled like that? And really, for 2 games, you've put up given up some big numbers.
No, I've never been. We've had certain games where we gave up big numbers, but we were always good in the red zone. And there's nothing wrong. I mean, when you face a really good offense like the Chargers have, you're going to give up yards, but you have to be steady. You have to be strong in the red zone. You have to do a better job of holding those guys instead of giving up 7 points, give up 3.
If you are Andy Reid, knowing that the Eagles, with a short week here, can only make so many improvements, what's your game plan? The Kansas City Chiefs coming to town Thursday night. And well, Andy may throw the football, I got to tell you.
You know what? Andy, he's going to have to do what he knows best. That's throwing the football. He has some weapons down there. He's going to throw the football. He's going to be Andy. Yeah. You know, and if the Eagles defense come out and play half as good as they did last week, they'll win the ball game. Now, this offense is legit. I'm convinced that this offense is legit. They have weapons, man. They can score on top of scores.
So you think the Eagles offense is sustainable?
It's sustainable, definitely. That pace, and to me, it seemed like it didn't seem like the pace this week was as fast as last week. It seemed like it slowed it down just a little bit.
All right, let's LeSean McCoy up to the podium at Lincoln Financial Field.
I can't hear you. Is that a little frustration because you said the guys in that first half were maybe just a couple plays away from maybe getting the lead or getting the score?
I think it's always frustrating as an offense when you can't really produce how you want to. It's always a play too short when you don't quite get it. So it's always kind of frustrating, but I mean, it's a long game. It's a long game, a long season. You got to keep fighting, keep battling. I think we did that today. I think today we just kind of kept fighting and fighting. We just didn't, we came up short today. We didn't get it done.
What about Michael Vick as a leader and what he brought to you guys at the end of the game, dropping
the field? Yeah, I definitely feel comfortable with Michael. He's our leader. He's our guy. The offense does not run without him. I think no matter how many rushing yards or passing yards we have, the offense does not work without Mike. You know, so I think the guys today did a good job of protecting him. And the play selection, I think, was good. And I think Mike executed very well. I thought the guys up front played well. So, like I said, man, Mike's our guy. We ride with him. We'll go as far as he takes us.
Did the Chargers stack the box against you, and did you feel their plan was to try to take your marquee run?
I mean, they stacked the box, you know, but we still was gaining yards on the ground. I thought they did play. They played okay. To be honest, even stacking a box, I didn't think that as a defense they were really effective. But I think when you play us, you know, you watch tape, how do you stop the Eagles' offense? I mean, what do you want to do? Do you want to try to stack the box and completely take the running game out the game? And then that happens, you wind up with 400 something yards passing. So. Just the ways that, as a defense, whatever you want to do. I felt like the passing game was very effective today. So, we just came up short.
Do you look forward to playing again in 4 days? Do you think that'll help?
Oh, man. I think with a close loss like this, you kind of look at all the small plays you should have made or you could have made. So, now we have a short week where in the game it's went 4 days. You can't wait to play. Get this bad taste out your mouth, this feeling. I felt like last week the energy was just amazing, and you get a loss. So just try to get get a win and get back on the winning side of things, being 2-1.
What did Chip say to the team after the loss in the locker room?
He just said, hey, it's football. You know, you're going to have some games where you win and some games you lose. The thing is, a long season. Just keep fighting. And he's right. He's definitely right. We just got to keep fighting, playing hard together. I think when all three phases play well together, we win.
Last week you guys scored 33 and had to hang on to link the end. Today scored 30 and lost. I mean, is that the year it's going to be? I mean, it's going to be these games are all going to be in the 30s and high scoring and kind of a shootout type games. Do you see that happen?
Well, I hope not. I hope we get some easy games where we're up by 30 and they have about three. But however it goes, that's we just got to prepare for it. You know, only thing we can do is control on the offensive side. What we do, the defense control what the defense does and special teams. And play together. I think we're a team. We're a good team. The goal was this year to get in the playoffs and win a championship. You know, the goal was never to go undefeated. So we got a lot more room for improvement, and I think we'll do that tomorrow. Look at the tape, get better, practice, and now we got to worry about the Chiefs. Got my big guy coming in here, Andy Reid, and it's going to be an exciting game.
Have you thought much about what that's going to be, the emotion, the band you hear singing again?
I haven't really thought about it yet. That's more of this an off season. We've seen it on the schedule, you know. But come off a loss like this, you know, each week we take each game. You know, now we're moving on to the Chiefs, so now I'll be looking forward to it.
Your contributions in the passing game, you think that's gonna be a big part of this offense this year?
Well, I think when you try to take me out the game, you think of running, but I can be effective in the passing game, and through the week we kind of went over them type of plays, trying to give me a one-on-one matchup with anybody from a safety and a linebacker. So I think this offense is amazing. So many different ways to get the playmakers in space. So you're going to see a lot of different things this year, you know. Myself, some of the calls and how he can figure out to get the guys in one-on-one situations, though. So it's exciting offense. Nah, you know what? I wasn't gassed at all. I twisted my knee a little bit. Yeah, so I came out, twisted my knee a little bit. Just small things that happen in the game.
So after these first 2 weeks, you feel like this offense that hasn't yet scratched the surface of what it can do, like you scored 30 last week and 30 this week?
I don't think so. I think we can go a little faster. I think we could convert a little bit better. I think sometimes we get them phases in the game, no matter if it's earlier or late, where we kind of move the ball, but then don't get no points, you know. Once we kind of get past that, I think we'll be fine.
Where did you think you left points on the field? Obviously,
there's points. I think even the long run, the first long run to myself, we got to find a way to get in there, you know. I think we got to find a way to score. Three is okay, but sometimes you need a touchdown in different situations in the game. Another time, I think when we came down, what quarter was that? I want to say the late third, maybe early fourth quarter, we kind of got down there and got three, where it should have been a touchdown. Just small things like that with the type of offense we have. I don't think moving the ball is an issue. you know, I think it's the necessary points that we need to get. You know, so it doesn't come down to a situation where we need the special teams to cover the ball or we need the defense to get a stop. You know, we're scoring at will. Where it's not a question that we're going to win a game. Like the last one, I feel like they put the ball in our hands. We got the three. We should have scored. You know, to tie it up, we should have scored. But I don't think so. I think Coach made the right call. The whole game we've been moving the ball, especially in the second half. So at that time, just looking to score. You know, kind of being up or trying to get the lead. So we're instead of getting a three, you know, they got to score. So. Well. See you.
All right, that is LeSean McCoy, and we all take an upbeat approach here. Long season for the Philadelphia Eagles. Tough loss today, indeed. When we return, we take your phone calls, Dave and Jeremiah. I don't like to lose, Jeremiah.
I hate it.
I hope you do, too. So we won't lose many games this season. How's that for a deal? We're coming back on the PhiladelphiaEagles.com post-game show presented by Rico.
Hey fans, I'm Brian Westbrook, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Maybe I should get that.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Brian Urlacher?
I'm back to defend you from DirecTV's latest offer. With DirecTV, your bill more than doubles after a year.
Not cool.
And they lock you into a 2-year contract that could cost you over $3,000.
That's a lot of cheese.
That's why the smart play is Xfinity. They've got everything a football fan could want. Go long. Don't get sacked by DirecTV. Oops. Xfinity is your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Ready for a little fun? You could scratch your way to instant winning. Play the Pennsylvania Lottery's new instant game, $1 Million Spectacular, with 5 top prizes of $1 million. It's kind of fun to knock it out of the park. Keep on scratching.
It's the end of an era.
All the parties. The stories.
I'm gonna miss your smell.
You were my first.
What?
I knew it.
It's true.
Oh, man, I'm sorry I broke your leg.
I wrote a song. Sorry. Here we go.
Keep the good times going with the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Here we go.
Whoa. Check out this new couch.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA. Use it for all it's worth.
He drops into the end zone. He pumps. He looks. He is going deep. And the pass is caught by DeSean Jackson.
Hi, I'm DeSean Jackson. You're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
We are live from the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro, Jeremiah Trotter. It's the PhiladelphiaEagles.com postgame show presented by Rico. Big week ahead for the Eagles. The retirement of Donovan McNabb as an Eagle. He gets immediate induction into the team's Hall of Fame. And his number 5 retired on Thursday night. Of course, the Kansas City Chiefs and Andy Reid come to town. Eagles, Jeremiah, are going to put up a lot better numbers defensively than that. Look at that. 539. Ever been on defense with 539 allowed?
Ooh, no, come on. I can't recall that.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hope we don't have to talk about it again. Mike in California joins us on the show. Hey, Mike.
How you guys doing? Yeah, that was a real tough one. And, you know, I think they actually lost that game with when they ran that play right before the two-minute warning. I mean, I trusted Chip to be a little smarter than that. There's way they should have ran that play.
I don't think that listen, you can't pin it all. And thank you very much for the phone call. But I don't think he's talking about Jeremiah, the running the play before the two-minute warning. I don't think that had any bearing. The fact is you got to stop. You have to. Your defense is on the field with a chance to take this game into overtime. And the Eagles did not get it done. They didn't get it done the entire fourth quarter. They didn't get it done the entire game. 6 of 9 possessions resulting in scoring opportunities for the Chargers, who punted just once, I believe, on this day. That just can't happen.
Yeah, I on the offense side of the ball, I look at missed opportunities. On the defense side of the ball, you have to get off the field. You know, you can't just continue to let offense chew up the clock and then get in the red zone, then allow those guys to get 7 points. You got to keep Michael Vick and his offense on the field because they are explosive, they can score, and they're very fun to watch.
Yes, they are. Let's go to Lincoln Financial Field now in the locker room. From one linebacker to another, D'Amico Ryans talks about the defensive performance.
I think the progress there. We got some one-on-one situations that we got to come up and make the plays. You know, I feel like our offense put us in good position. Anytime you get 31 points from your 30 points from your offense, it's a game I feel like we should win. So it's some things that we just weren't making the plays. Mm-hmm. The quarterback, credit to them, the quarterback made a lot of great plays. The receivers made plays on us, and we didn't make enough plays to win us the game.
Do they just have guys? I mean, with Woodhead, with Gates, Malcolm, before he went out, it seems like they have one-on-one guys that are tough for you guys to stick with.
It doesn't matter who the guy is. It's just you trust your technique, do your technique, and you should be able to cover whoever.
What about Eddie Royal? What made him so tough today?
Eddie Royal, he's definitely a shifty guy, a smaller, shifty guy who can make some plays, make guys miss. I think we missed a couple of tackles on him, and we can't have that. So I feel like as defensively, we let that game slip away.
How urgent is it that you guys make whatever adjustments? I mean, you have Alex Smith coming up in a few days, and you have Peyton Manning after that, and Giants. I mean, do you guys need to really make adjustments fast to stay?
We'll be fine.
Why do you believe that?
We got to. We'll be fine.
They had 2 turnovers inside the 10. You feel like this game wasn't as close as the final score tells us?
We were very fortunate to get those turnovers. So, guys came up with some big plays at very crucial times in the game. Trent causing one and Boykin causing one. That was huge for us because they were headed in, possibly to score, kick a field goal. So that kind of turned around, gave our offense a little momentum.
Why were the blitzes that were so effective for you on Monday night not able to get home today?
I wish I knew. Yeah.
You only have 4 days, so what's the most important thing right now?
Most important thing, making sure we're healthy, making sure everybody's healthy and everybody's recovered and ready to go on Thursday night. Like, mentally, we have to lock in mentally and study as much film as we can on these guys and, see how we're going to attack them.
That's D'Amico Ryans, Dave Spadaro, Jeremiah Trotter taking some phone calls, 215-320-5170. Donnie in Virginia joins us. Donnie, how you doing, buddy?
Hi, how you doing today, Dave?
Hey, I'm disappointed. I mean, I wanted to win. This is the perfect setup, the home crowd, great atmosphere, Eagles offense flying. So I'm disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm disappointed too, but you know what? Nobody had us going over 8-8. Before the start of the season, we had one main question, and that was if Chip Kelly's offense was going to work, which it does. So I think all the diehard Eagles fans like myself need to come back from off the ledge, realize the season is still young. There's definitely hope. I just think we need to make some defensive adjustments. But
that's the question, Donnie, is what we talked to Trotter. There's nobody on the streets here. I mean, you can activate Vinny Curry. Is he going to turn the defense around? Is it just a matter of the defense playing better in the scheme? I'm not sure, Donnie, what you can do with the defense.
I mean, I think they just need to execute the game plan a little better. We had a lot of missed opportunities this game. I feel like we shot ourselves in the foot. No one's really talked about all the penalties we took either. I mean, we had almost 100 yards worth of penalties that extended their drives.
Good
point. I think if we play smarter, next week. You know, the potential's there. We have a couple of very winnable games coming up, and I think we just need to stay positive and just start executing.
Yeah, hey, Donnie, thank you very much for the phone call. Trot, when you lose game number two of a season, what was your mindset? What did you, how did you bounce back? Was it difficult when you played to bounce back after a tough loss like this?
No, it wasn't difficult. You just go in and break down the film, go back to the drawing board, make the corrections, and come out the following week and try to play better.
9 penalties, 82 yards for the Eagles, just 4 penalties, 32 yards for the San Diego Chargers. So it was not the sharpest performance.
No, it wasn't.
Certainly by the Eagles.
No, it wasn't. You got to eliminate those mistakes. I'm looking at the box scores, and Antonio Gate has 8 catches for 124 yards.
Always has given the Eagles problems.
I mean, at 15 yards a catch.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a guy you have to try to do a little better job on him.
But it wasn't just him. Eddie Royal, big game, 3
right.
touchdown catches. Malcolm Floyd, before he was injured, had a big game. I mean, the defense just unable to get off the field, man.
Right. And like I said earlier, you have to get some pressure on Rivers, man. I mean, he sat back there comfortable all day. He very seldom had to move in the pocket. They may have gotten to him maybe one time. I don't think the Eagles defense had any sacks.
Yeah, I think they had one. Connor Barwin had the one sack.
One sack, okay.
Yeah. All right, Paul in New Jersey joins us on the postgame show presented by Rico. Paul, how are you?
Hi. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you.
I just certainly agree the defense was weak, but we knew that the offense was going to have to win games, and there's not a lot they can do to fix the defense. They don't have the personnel.
Well, they're going to have to figure out something.
One other point is really what I wanted to say before. Sorry for cutting you off there.
No worries.
You know, nobody is talking about the 3 touchdown throws that Vic missed in the first. I think they're all in the first half. Casey's throw was not really Casey's fault. That was a bad throw. He overthrew Deshaun, and he led Deshaun out of bounds. Any one of those, he only had to make 33% on those, and they win the game.
Well, listen, I can also point to the missed field goal at the end of the first half, the blown opportunity at the end of the game when you're in the red zone. In fact, the Eagles just 2 of 4 in the red zone. A fumble on a kickoff return that is in the Eagles' hands with a chance to put the game away.
We got to get that one.
Got to get that one.
You know, Vic is playing great, don't get me wrong. But, you know, he missed those throws, and that needs to be thought about.
Yep, I hear you, man. Hey, Paul, thanks for the phone call. Trot, let's just take a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Michael Vick as we wrap things up. We're going to restart the stream here, guys, so hang in there for just a minute. PhiladelphiaEagles.com postgame show presented by Rico continues in just a moment.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and the North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
One more, let's get it, let's go!
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
One more championship, let's go!
You're the boss of your life, in charge of long weekends and longer retirements. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
All right, we are back. Dave Spadaro, Jeremiah Trotter, wrapping things up here on the postgame show presented by Rico. Jeremiah, before we leave and before we go back over to hear from Patrick Chung, who's got some interesting things to say about this defense, let's talk about Michael Vick. We talked about him throughout last year. Turnovers, mistakes, holding onto the football, injuries. Wondered if he would ever be a Philadelphia Eagle after that 42-7 loss to the Giants at the end of 2012. Here he is, two fantastic games. Are you a believer again in Michael Vick?
Well, he's definitely playing better. I mean, he's definitely surprising me the way he's playing, taking control of this new offense, this fast pace, making good decisions with the ball, and I hope it continues.
And is there a warning sign that you have here? What concerns you about him, other than, to me, 2 out of 4 in the red zone, which isn't really on Michael, but...
Well, out of the first two games, it would be his safety, but he seemed like he's doing a much better job getting out of bounds, getting down, not trying to run for those 2 extra yards, taking those big shots.
Okay. Could you tackle him in the open field, do you think?
I did once.
Did you?
And the
of course, 2004 NFC Championship game?
Yep. In the NFC Championship game, it was wide open field, and I just went and dove, closed my eyes, and I actually caught one of his toes, tripped him up, because if I hadn't made that play, he probably picked up another 30 yards.
Yeah, and he looks just as quick on the field. He's an amazing athlete. All right, let's go over to Lincoln Financial Field Safety, Patrick Chung, talking about a defense that had a rough day.
Oh, just got to watch film, man. I mean, in the game, you're kind of worried about what your coverage is, just, you know, with your man. So I can't really answer that question. We just got to watch film and see what happened.
Why do you think the blitzes that were so effective on Monday night didn't get home today?
Like I said, I can't, some of these questions I can't answer, you know. We got to watch film and see, you know, who picked it up, what audibles they made. So, I mean, we just go from there. We'll just find out some more stuff.
At one point, you moved in a slot and they had 3 safeties. What was the behind that decision? Because it didn't start off that way.
Yeah, coach. You know, coach put you at a position. You got to get ready to play. You know, one of our guys went down, so, you know, happened that. Have to go to nickel. You know, go in there and inside and just cover your guys, man. So whatever the more you can do, you know, the better it is.
Personally, how hard is it for you, who takes pride in this defense, to know you guys gave up 500 yards of offense?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's a lot of yards, man. We just gotta watch film, see what we can get better at, see what we messed up at, see what we can, you know, correct. You know, we played hard, man. I feel we played hard and all the way down, put our hearts out. So, you know, hats off to them. They had a good game. Came down to the wire, so we just got to move on to next week.
When you have a new defensive coordinator and a lot of new players here, I mean, did you expect growing pains like this in the beginning stages here?
Every team has growing pains, not just a new team. I mean, some teams that's been together for years have growing pains. You know, like, it's the NFL. People are going to make good plays. People are going to have bad plays. It's just part of the game, part of the nature of the game. So, you know, you got to just overcome those and just keep playing.
You feel as a defense you're going to be able to overcome these things and be better the next game?
Absolutely. You have to. If you have the mentality, I mean, then you're not gonna get any better. So absolutely, man. We have our, you know, our games. This game's over. On to the next game, man. We just gotta, you know, play harder.
How much do you guys need to get over the thought around the NFL that, you know, the Eagles have a high-powered offense and their defense just can't?
We're over it. We're gonna play our game. We're not worried about what the offense is doing. We're not worried about what the special team is doing. When you're on defense, you worry about what the defense doing. So we can't really think about all that stuff, man. We have a good defense, a lot of good players that can make plays. You know, just today. Just, you know, the ball didn't bounce right way, you know. So it's hats off to them, and they played hard. And we're gonna move on.
I'm going to make Jeremiah Trotter have one directive to give to the defense between now and Thursday. And if you're Bill Davis, do you want to try to dial up more pressure? Do you want to change the scheme? Do you want to change personnel? Do you want to change attitude? What do you do?
Well, obviously, at this point, you can't change personnel. You have what you have. You got to go out and play with them. Now, if you see your front four is not getting there, it would be nice to dial up a little bit more pressure. But the main thing those guys can do is go back to the drawing board, like I said earlier, get back in the film room, look at the mistakes, and just make plays when you have an opportunity. You know, all the time, the defense coordinator is not going to out-coach another coach. You gotta have to go out, you gotta have guys go out, make plays on the ball when the ball's in the air, and get off the field when you can.
Well, that's pretty much where we stand now. The Eagles losing 33-30. A wildly entertaining game. A lot of good things coming from this one, but a tough loss to absorb. And we don't have much time to cry about if Eagles and the Chiefs tangle on Thursday night. Jeremiah Trotter, thank you very much. We will see you on Thursday night. The Eagles getting ready for the Chiefs, a nationally televised game. Hold on to your hats. This is going to be quite a ride in 2013. We thank you for joining us tonight. Have yourselves a great Eagles night.